To the May 4th, of course, on set party. No.
It's still doing that.
Still warming up.
I had it all set up, but people unplugged what I had.
Someone moved.
Yeah.
There's more tin foil on the cavity.
Welcome to the May 4th, 2022 meeting of the Lyman Planning Board. This meeting will come to order. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to an executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to an executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you're having difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works from a prepared agenda will be considering tonight's items in the following order. Corey Patterson, Map 3, Lot 54D. Application for business contractor, review and approve minutes, new business and open issues. All right, we just did a site walk at Mr. Patterson's house. Does anybody have any questions?
I think everything was good on site.
Yeah. I do see you have a setback on your mat for the fill.
Yeah, for where the stream is or whatever.
Yep.
Something branch broke or whatever it's called.
That's on this map, not right here. Got it drawn in there. That was the biggest thing I could see over there. That
pretty, otherwise it's
a pretty simple project.
Yeah, we're quite a ways away from something branch.
Right up front. Good catch.
The shed just above your lower parking lot is not shown on the survey.
The shed.
Well, wasn't there
a building?
Facing your home is a building right to the.
That little shed in the front yard, basically?
Yeah.
Oh,
we draw that,
more than a shed.
No. Where about exactly?
Okay.
If I remember correctly,
Oh, the cottage.
Okay, yeah.
Yep. Oh, I thought I was really drawing that on there. Maybe I didn't. Here. Okay, cool.
Cool. Oh, maybe I didn't copy the right one or something. I thought I had drawn that on there.
But yeah,
it should be there.
Yeah.
You want keys?
That was there when I bought the property.
Okay.
But yeah, it's right in that nook.
What? You need it? I got it.
I can draw it off.
Yeah. Maybe, so.
Maybe we can condition that or something. Maybe.
It should be on. Do we hold up the process or do we see that when it's filed, it's put on?
Wow.
Yeah, it should be on there.
Yeah. We don't want anyone coming back saying.
Assuming everything else, would it be appropriate to condition that there be added or something? I mean.
Well, we still have to have the
public
hearing. So you have time to.
So he has time to put it on.
You have time to put it on.
Good point, Dr. Hennig.
Should I?
You just need to put it on one, I think.
Yeah.
I probably already have it then at home.
Is this the one you guys have?
Yeah.
That's what it looks like.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I must have, I'm pretty sure I drew it on there at one point, so I must have copied.
Yeah, you don't need to make seven of them, just make one for the record.
Okay, perfect.
And what is that? Is that a shed or is that a small?
It's like a little cottage. There's no plumbing or anything in there, so it's just like a structure that's heating. That's about it, electricity.
What do you use it for?
I use it for my office, actually. It works perfectly.
It was there when he bought it.
Patty, this is his official request for waivers. We should put it in the record.
Okay, I'll get it after.
Okay.
Sign?
Yes, it is signed on the back. So, do we deem his application complete?
Were there any other conditions or other?
I didn't see anything else.
My map has that.
Your map has it?
Yeah.
So that must have been, yeah.
It is on here.
So yeah, I made copies of the one after adding it on there.
Yeah, yours is, it doesn't have it.
Mine doesn't have it.
So this can be the master. This can be the master. Okay, so that's not an issue.
It's gonna be recorded.
So we deem the application complete, we can set a date for the public hearing?
Yep. How much, we noticed we're gonna have 20?
It's gonna be at, not the next meeting, but the one after.
Yep.
So it'd be June 1st.
Yep, that would be the first Wednesday in June.
Is that same time? Same place?
Yeah.
It'll be here.
It'll be 7 o'clock here.
June 1st, 7 o'clock.
Public hearing, 7 o'clock, or we want it like 6:45?
Oh, we can do it 6:45. We can just schedule for after the public hearing.
Yeah, and we'll see a large outcry or.
Never know.
Okay, so I'm gonna make a motion that his application is complete.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And we have the date for the public hearing?
Yep, May 1st.
June 1st.
June 1st, it's 6:45, and we'll schedule to be in front of us right after the hearing's done.
Okay, so should I be here at 6:45?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anything I need to bring or anything?
You have to explain, your job is to explain the project to the full house of people that will be here to observe.
Okay.
If any.
I'll wear a nice suit then and.
And we need a map with the cottage on it.
You can, yeah, you can take this one.
You're gonna use seals, okay.
Okay.
And you need your signed waivers, right? I mean, you need your.
We have the waivers, but don't go over the waivers.
We won't go over them until then, okay.
Did you want me to make a copy of that or?
No, Cecile's gonna give hers up.
Yeah, yeah, I don't need them.
All right, perfect. Okay.
All right, then we'll see you June 1st, 6:45.
Perfect.
Very much.
Thank you.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, have a good night.
If I don't see you here at 6:45, I'll call you.
No, I'll be here. It's in my schedule.
Okay.
This dictates my life, so I'll be here.
And we have the April 20th, 2022 meeting minutes. Did everybody get to read them?
Yeah.
Yes.
Is everybody happy with them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make a motion to accept the April 20th meeting minutes as written.
Second.
All in favor of accepting the April 20th meeting minutes as written?
Aye.
Aye.
I
want to just check to see, because my other obligations on third Wednesday, but there's been one I've been able to attend.
Okay. Well, you're always welcome.
Well, thank you. And I make sure to watch the YouTube videos.
Oh, my God. I'm going to sit up straight again. Too late.
So do you have anything, new business or open issues we want to discuss?
Under old business, to hopefully clarify future references for definitions, so we're not going ABC. I bought myself the latest copy of the Dictionary of Real Estate Appraisals that has been put out by the Appraisal Institute. So when we're dealing with real estate, this is the one industry goes by. So if we have a question, we should... And noted in the ordinance for reference.
Great.
So what else do we got? We want to talk about zoning changes?
No, because I get the impression they want to have a committee. So
yes.
That's true.
That's the impression I've gotten.
A committee and signatures.
Well, not so fast. I mean,
well,
remember.
Well, that's not applicable yet till
right.
The charter gets voted on.
Right. Yeah,
that's there is a significant move on within the Charter Commission to make it a little more difficult to change ordinances by adding. Well, the ordinance review committee would have more people, as I remember. But it hasn't. I mean, this hasn't been passed yet by the voters.
Right.
So it may or may not be passed. And then we'll see. It's still in a draft form, but one provision. There was a provision that would have required unanimous voting by the planning board or the select board to put a change to ordinance through. That right now is not in there. It's a majority vote. But there is a move on to make it a little more, and I don't say difficult. Well, actually, it would be a little more difficult, but also I think the intention was to try to promote more interest in it, and not because some, and also I think the provision would be that changes would go to the November elections, mm-hmm. not the June elections. So the goal would be to get more people mm-hmm. Voting, because you know we've had some that passed like 100 to 80 or you know very close,
mm-hmm.
And I don't think that's a good idea. I'm not sure I agree with everything. It would make it more difficult to put a change forward. So there's still some discussion going on there, but in any case, the charter is supposed to be, Charter Commission is supposed to be done by, I think it's June, if I'm right, it's June 8th or so, the revised charter, and with maybe more than one article for voters to vote on, would go to November election, and then it would goes into effect after that. Mm-hmm. So I don't know that. I think my personal feeling is that we ought to try to, we've already submitted select board, I think, three or four changes, right?
Three.
My suggestion is that we, if we see other things that we want to change, that we ought to try to get the wording down and follow our process and get them to the voters in November, because I'm personally interested in the contract zoning one, and there, I forget what the other ones were. There was a couple of that were, auxiliary buildings or accessory buildings. I think that's pretty important because that's a big question right now, right? I mean, it's a problem. It could be a problem for people. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I don't have a personal interest in any of this. It's just that if we see some problems we want to change, I don't want to wait till another 2 years or a year. Because
quick question to you, Don.
Yeah.
By the precedent that they're looking to set with the changes being unanimous by the planning board, which kind of goes against...
They've already withdrawn that.
That's withdrawn.
Oh, okay.
That went out at the last meeting.
Because I was going to say, that's why we have an odd number, so there's
yeah,
no
tie.
Right.
No, I was really against that.
Good, because that just defeats the odd number.
There was a modification of the proposal to remove that. Again, I'm not necessarily in favor of the other parts of it, but I was definitely way against that, because I didn't see how you could ever get anything changed. And we know the ordinance... It's our ordinance, but it's not perfect, for gosh sakes. We always find something we want to change, or
right.
We don't want to change, but somebody wants to change.
So we sent them three changes we want to do to the selectmen.
Right. And they, I don't know if they've considered them or not.
They did consider them, as far as I know.
No, they just said they didn't even read it.
They put them off.
They said they had not read them. Yeah. And so
they put it off for the, they won't go to the June election.
Right.
Yeah, they will not.
It's too late for that, right?
Yeah,
too late.
And it was, and I don't know that I think that it's a bad thing, because we presented it at the very last meeting that we
could.
For them to vote at the very last meeting, they could. They didn't really have a chance to look at them.
That's understandable.
Which isn't the way, you know, that's not the way we like to do it.
No,
so.
No, I agree.
We should hold a public hearing on them.
So I mean, the only question I would have is, my suggestion would be if we, let's, we have, what, three changes, I think? The three changes, let's see if there's any more that we think we want to try to go to November and follow our process to, and there may be some. I think there's some, didn't somebody point out an error between the, I don't know, the land use table and there's a couple.
Yes, there are a few that are
contradictory
issues.
Try to fix that up.
And those are corrections. Those are not changes.
Well,
I mean, some of them, they have to be decided. But many of our changes are updates that go along with state law change. So if those state rulings, even in the contract zone that, but limited to, and not limited by, is not in the state.
Doesn't have to be, from what we're told, it doesn't have to be verbatim with the state.
Yeah.
But ours, our ordinance have to be as strict as the state, and we can make it even more so, I guess. Yeah. But it has to, and that, to me, goes against what the state has, right?
Well, I don't know.
Can we get an opinion about that?
I think so. And the trouble is, I mean, the lawyer, I know what he said. Oh, yeah.
He didn't say.
Oh, yeah, I remember what he said.
To clarify that.
He said, well, the planning board may think this isn't quite clear, and really the planning board ought to maybe clarify it, or something like that. It was some nice comment, you know, and if he's watching, I would say it's not personal.
I doubt he's watching.
He's just a lawyer, right? And that's what lawyers do. Now, if anybody has relatives that are lawyers, I'm sorry. But the wording was such that if the planning board thinks that it's not clear, then the planning board should go initiate a change. That's sort of what he said. But that didn't help us any when we were trying to figure out what to do.
Right.
No, didn't we get two, one from MMA and one from the town attorney, and one said change, and the other one said, you may not have to, you know, the authority to change it.
Anyway, I'm not pushing to spend a lot of time, but I'm thinking if we have anything we want to go to November, I think we ought to, what we put in, which we've already submitted, we ought to try to make sure it goes to November, and if we have anything else.
Well, maybe we should draft a letter to the selectmen and ask them to look at that, and get that one rolling.
Yeah.
And we have to have a public hearing anyways. Why don't we get some input on them from the public?
Our public hearing,
right.
Not a public hearing, before the selectmen.
Right. We have to have one.
Okay.
I think, and also just, it's in draft form, so it hasn't been approved by anybody, but I believe the wording, a possible wording in the revised charter would require more than one public hearing. Maybe it would require two public hearings. The objective would be to get more people. Because people say, I didn't know about the public hearing. There may be some truth in that. And, then they don't come, and then this stuff. I mean, sometimes, you know, like we had two public hearings on the contract zoning, which, because one was, I don't know what, the poster writers, we didn't notify the abutters properly.
Yeah.
But it was good to get two public hearings in a sense, because we got more input.
Mm-hmm.
Then later on, when the budget came up, they said, well, you guys would be, costing this much for the extra public hearing.
Well, what is it?
The applicant paid for the public hearing anyways.
Okay.
Yeah, so it doesn't cost the town.
Okay.
So, anyway, so, I don't know, what do you think?
I think we should send a letter to the selectmen and ask them to look over the first three changes we did.
Give us any comments.
And maybe we should look through the ordinance and see what we come up with for the things we want to work on.
I agree with you. Your comments are right on the mic.
Well,
what do I expect?
We all come in with a list. And
yeah. Okay. Can I mention one other thing?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I think, are some of you, our guest members, are your terms coming to the end at the end of this?
Probably mine is. I'm not sure.
Kelly
and I are at the same time.
Anyway, I would just suggest looking, because I believe that
2015.
If you are coming up, you should. I don't know. I mean, mine was up. What it was last year? I don't know. Whatever it was. Anyway, but maybe stupidly, I did put in a application for reappointment, and the selectmen were, I don't know if they're still going to have it, they were having a hiring committee interview people who wanted to be reappointed to town boards. They were. Now, again, there's no written policy, but as it just happens that I'm on the hiring committee, so I did.
Is that a conflict?
Did you fire yourself?
No, I should have. No, I didn't do myself for that one.
You gave yourself a raise?
I should have. Damn, I missed my chance. No, the hiring committee just interviews. They don't do any. There's no, but I'm just saying that if just to avoid, I mean, it's not automatic. You're supposed to say, I want to be reappointed to the board, and maybe there'll be 10 other people who'll be vying for this position. So, yeah.
On that, could we ask the website designer for a simple little edit and put each of our expiration terms on the page? Because I'm going, wait a minute, when was I last appointed? When does my term expire?
Well, it's in the town report, too. Which is a written document.
Yeah.
But I happen to have a copy of it. But not in my bag. I've got everything else in there. I got my lunch in there, Remar, and all that stuff. I've got that in there.
Tuna fish sandwich.
I think it was 2015 when we came on board. So, and it's, I think they're 3-year terms, right? Mm-hmm. So 15, that'd be 18, that'd be 20. Yeah. No, that would have been last year then.
Yeah.
Was it last
I'll
year?
Get it. I'll research it.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
I'm not trying to cause issues. I'm just saying, if you, just trying to remind people, if you want to continue, then that would be a good thing to do.
Okay.
So that's what we want to do is have a letter drafted to the selectmen and ask them what the changes over.
I'm sorry I don't have the answer to this, but the bill on housing.
I saved on the 17th, the 20th, the 23rd.
The bill
on 23rd?
Housing
was updated on the 17th? Okay.
Joe was saying something, or he's trying to.
Okay, the speaker had that bill that the MMA was not too keen on in terms of housing issues and zoning issues and all that, but it was much more modified than it was passed. But
right.
I do believe part of that that was passed had something to do with accessory buildings. And I think it'd be worthwhile for us to take a look at that to see if it's consonant with what we're suggesting.
Our ordinance almost matches right up with that. I
mean, it does.
We should look, though. Yeah. We should double check that. You're right.
I don't remember. You know.
That LD, I might have a copy.
LD 2300.
2003, I think it was LD.
2300, I think. LD 2300.
Whatever.
Yeah, different number.
I'm making myself a note to get it so we can have it for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. We have to match that. Make sure we don't have anything that's that's silly.
Untrue.
Yeah, that wastes our time. Wastes everybody's time. Okay, good.
Yeah, our ordinance is pretty simple compared to many other places, larger municipalities, and we like it that way.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna? Is Patty? Or are you gonna ask Patty to draft that letter, or are you gonna draft that letter? How are you gonna do it?
I can draft it. Send it to you before we send it.
Good. Sounds good.
I gotta make myself another note.
Is there anything else coming up?
All right. If there's not anything else, I suggest we close the meeting.
Second
motion. Any discussion? All in favor of closing the meeting?
Aye.